What does disruptive publishers do?
Disruptive is in the personalization entertainment business, if you would. Basically, what we do is we provide an incredible service for top brands, gaming companies, entertainment companies, and the sports leagues. And what we do is we create the digital images that you see on an Xbox avatar or a digital theme that you see on the PlayStation Store, akin to a wallpaper. And basically, it's a very niche market, a lot of studios don't take this in-house. They allow a company like ourselves to kind of come in and do what we do best, and that's taking their brands and converting it into something that allows a consumer to showcase, who their favorite team is, what clothes they want to wear, all of this in the digital world, and that's what Disruptive does.
Okay, so before you were at Disruptive, you were at EA. So how did you go from EA to Disruptive? How did this all come about?
You know, I started my career at EA in 1998 and was working on the sports products. And majority of my 10-year career over there was on the sports products, some entertainment stuff. And basically kind of working ourselves through, and I'm going to think about it, was about the 2001 NBA Live product. We introduced Nike shoes, and we did a great partnership with Nike. And everything lived on a disc, and you had to open it through, the classic Easter egg and code. And over the years, as kind of time went on, and digital downloads, and you were able to be online, and Tiger Woods did it great. They were able to kind of upload at certain times of the year new courses, new clothing items. And you could kind of see where things were going and as far as digital goes. And personalization really started to become an important thing in people's lives. On their computers, on their cell phones, it became more prevalent, and so forth. And what I sat there kind of as a marketing guy looking at was, hey, I don't want a jersey that says Madden on the back of it. What I want is a jersey of my favorite team with my player on it, and I want that as my representation. And knowing, I had worked with a lot of the leagues, had some great relationships with some of the brands, in talking with Microsoft, it was a true opportunity. Our games at the time weren't doing it, and a lot of companies out there weren't doing it well. And what they weren't doing was creating content that consumers wanted. They were creating content that they wanted to push, and that's kind of where Disruptive was kind of born from, was the idea of, let's provide content for the masses. Let's not provide content that the gaming company wants you to consume. And, it was kind of a fun thing to do. Definitely in the beginning, there was a lot of learning, but, it really became a business as we learned a lot more. And it was a rollover mistake for large companies. And what I mean by that is they're great at making good products and great products. They're great at making movies such as Warner Brothers. But what they don't do is they don't know how to make digital content for the Xbox or for Sony that can communicate and, live with their consumer. And that's what we do.
So you have essentially a market on the Xbox Live and PlayStation 3 of roughly 21 million people. How do you guys market what you do aside from, showcasing your work on those platforms?
That's a great question. What we do is we count on Microsoft and the brand themselves. It's a very organic kind of institution in itself. Marketplace, we're an inward-facing company. We create, probably, I think it's over 70% of the content on Microsoft, on Marketplace, that is, as far as avatar content is directly concerned. And of that content, some of that is original IP, and a lot of that is content that we've made for entertainment companies, video game companies, and the leagues. Nobody knows that Disruptive's the one behind it all. In allowance, the idea there is that we're not pushing the content down the consumer's throat. It is the idea that they get to kind of discover it themselves. And that's the value as far as, like, we believe as the proposition goes. It's not an advertising play. It's part of kind of the marketing and brand exposure. You know, so it's the idea of organically finding it and wanting it because it's something you're interested in, but not having to be, you know, sold on something. And so as far as we go, you know, we don't sit there and do any kind of traditional advertising whatsoever. Everything we do is merchandise through both the Xbox platform and the Sony platform.
So let's talk a little bit about your new lines. You have a bunch of new lines, a bunch of new items out. Can you tell us what they're about?
Yeah, we've got a couple great things kind of coming down the pipe. Some updates to some collections that have, you know, that we know we get the consumers want. But, you know, most recently with the everyone going back to university and college football, and it's kind of, you know, right at mid-season, if you would, almost, and the beginning of college basketball starting up pretty soon, we've really been working closely. We've got 50 of the top universities in America, and we've launched some great kind of casual street apparel, some vintage stuff as well, you know, with some of the classic schools. You know, the Alabama, the Bama Elephant, and things like that. So we've got some great stuff for the alum and the new university student that's kind of coming down the pipe. And some of that stuff I think is actually out now. Some other things that we're really going to be pushing hard on are we have a great kind of werewolves and dark fantasy collection, and with, you know, the where we are, October 3rd here. That stuff should be coming soon for the Halloween kind of that consumer. You know, we know that stuff, that dark fantasy werewolf, sells quite well year round. But at this time of year, you see a lot of people wanting that stuff. So, you know, what we really try to do is do our collections and time them to, you know, real relevant events that people can associate with. You know, closer to the holiday season, you'll see a lot more stuff that kind of filters into that, and you know, next year you'll see, you know, MLB is starting to ramp up for playoffs. Well, we've ramped up some great, you know, content that surrounds the playoffs with MLB, and then you'd see that kind of come out again in the spring as well. So, you know, that ebb and flow of content follows real life, whether it be sports, entertainment, movies, or games.
What are your short-term goals for the company? What do you think you guys have to do to, you know, get to that next level?
You know, to be successful right now is to be the leader on next gen. You know, we've led the charge over the last 7 years on current gen, PS3, Xbox 360. You know, but we need to be the leaders and be able to kind of take control and showcase to our current partners and our new partners what this next gen can actually really do and how it can benefit them. And, you know, for us, you know, we don't sit back on our laurels and kind of say, hey, we did well over here. We're just going to do well and assume that this is going to happen over here. We want to be pioneers. And in this ever-changing business, you know, you got to be looking forward. And short-term for us is to really kind of get our hands wrapped around what next gen is, what it looks like, and what we can provide. And for me, it's providing the best kind of service we can for our partners. But at the same time, it's also got to be providing the best content we can for the consumer, because I'm a consumer as well. I want to make sure that, you know, my avatar looks and has the best stuff ever, because it's a representation of me, but it's also a representation of the company.
I heard that you mentioned PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 and then, you know, the next gen. The Wii U has such a user-friendly, like, customization of their avatar. Have you guys had any talks with Nintendo about kind of, you know, outsourcing your material over there?
You know, I know a few people from Nintendo, you know, from my early days, you know, when I was working on some Cube products, if I'm allowed to talk about that platform.
Yeah.
You know, and like, probably like yourself and like many people out there, I'd love to see something on it. And I'll flip the question on it. Do you know anyone I can talk to? It is one of those things that I think is missing. You know, I know Nintendo has a philosophy around what they believe should be allowed on their platform, and you know, they've really got control over it. You know, if there's ever an opportunity, we'll be first there. I would do everything I could in my power to make sure we were first to market with them. But right now, you know, it's a black hole that you know, I think a lot of people, including publishers and not just in our biz, in our category or in our market, are kind of wondering about. As I know, the consumers would love an opportunity to, you know, I'd love to see a Wii out there in an NBA uniform created by Disruptive.
I think there's plenty of people that would like to see that. is there anything else that you want to add about the company that we haven't touched base on yet?
Yeah, I think one of the things that, you know, I've really been talking about and kind of pushing, not just here in the studio, but outwards, is that, you know, what we provide, you know, I don't like to look at ourselves as an agency. We are a partnership studio. We're a design development studio for the entertainment, interactive space. And, you know, what really is, you know, something that you see a lot of studios do today is outsource, you know, anything that they've done. And for us, we're a group of passionate gamers. You know, we're located in Vancouver. We do everything in-house, you know, and that's kind of why I believe we've been successful and why our partnerships have lasted so long. And what we want to continue to do is be able to let people know this is an area that all brands and any kind of product that wants to communicate to that captive audience should be in. You know, it's not about a revenue play. This is about an opportunity for you to talk to your consumer in an organic space. You know, everyone's losing that consumer because of PVRs. You're not doing your traditional TV ads. You're not doing your traditional print because print's going obsolete. And nobody wants to see an ad on their online anymore. So, you know, how do you communicate? It's word of mouth. It is all about, you know, that kind of pass along through friends, through the murmur, the whisper, and the yell. And this is a great avenue, and that's one of the big plays that we really want to try to communicate to not just our current brands, but, you know, a lot of the people out there that are trying to look to get into this space.